The 2021 New York State legislative session ended early on Friday morning, June 10th, with a whimper rather than a bang, as two last-minute deals on the New York City subway system and criminal justice reform fell apart. Climate, healthcare, and criminal justice advocates were disappointed by the lack of action on many key bills, though the overall number of bills that were passed did increase after last year's COVID shutdown. In recent decades, the lack of action was blamed on the two major parties having divided control over the governorship and the state legislature. However, this year, the Democrats were not only in charge of the governor's office, but they had a supermajority in both houses of the legislature, meaning they could override any veto by the governor. Progressives were expecting to see action on a number of key priorities after they had won a series of upsets in recent elections. Plus, with the governor facing multiple investigations on sexual harassment, mishandling of the COVID crisis in nursing homes, and a $5 million book deal on COVID, and with many officials calling on him to resign or be impeached, the legislature was in an unusually strong negotiating position with the second floor. However, many key issues failed to pass, often failing to move even out of committee. A number of major proposals on climate change failed to move. Some criminal justice reforms passed, but less than expected, including failing to make it easier for inmates over 55 to be released. The Clean Slate bill would have sealed the records of those who had been incarcerated after a certain period of time. Advocates argue this would help these individuals secure employment and find housing. The proposal to have New York join other states in giving residents the right to seek medical assistance in dying failed. Legislative leaders seem to have lost interest in big picture items once the state budget was passed, which did include several notable reforms, including marijuana legalization, full funding of education 15 years after the courts first ordered it, and a significant increase in taxes on the wealthy, though far short of what advocates had been pushing. As the governor fled Albany to avoid media questions about his troubles, he said that the only thing he was interested in having done was having his appointments to the Court of Appeals and the Public Service Commission approved, both of which he accomplished. One factor in the relative lack of action on key issues was that even as COVID restrictions began to be eased statewide, lawmakers and the governor refused to reopen the Capitol to the public. Many advocates complained about their inability to directly lobby and protest legislators, saying that Zoom calls were a poor substitute to exercise pressure. Single-payer health care, which had previously passed the Assembly repeatedly, was not even voted on in the Senate, despite having a majority of senators as sponsors. The lead Assembly sponsor, Richard Godfrey, chair of the Health Committee, publicly complained that bill sponsors were lobbying against the bill behind closed doors. Low-income workers were dismayed that once again the sweat bill to address the massive problem of wage theft failed to pass. The bill had been approved by the legislature several years ago after many years of organizing, only to have the governor veto it on New Year's Day. While Governor Cuomo had said that he supported the purpose of the bill, he wanted to propose several amendments, but in fact, no action was taken. For the second year in a row, the state legislature failed to take action on climate change. One ready-made excuse was that they wanted to wait until the 3.5-year planning process initiated under the CLCPA climate law was finished at the end of 2022. The legislature evaded addressing the growing call to expand public power in New York State to give residents more control over the state energy system. Various proposals to halt new fossil fuel infrastructure were shelved, though a committee of the State Climate Action Council did call for a partial moratorium. A bill to address the rapidly growing carbon footprint of cryptocurrency, which is heavily dependent upon computer use, failed to move. The legislature on the last day did vote to approve three new members to the State Public Service Commission. The PSC is a powerful state body that sets utility rates and oversees overall energy decisions for the state in fact, has more impact than the state legislature. Two of the appointees put forth by the governor were seen as weak on energy issues and were viewed largely as being yes men for Cuomo. The legislature also approved a bill that advocates worry will enable cement plants in the state to more easily burn materials, waste materials such as tires. One of the biggest issues was the Climate and Community Investment Act, a carbon tax penalty by the New York Renews Coalition, which led the community effort to enact the CLCPA. We're joined by Ariel Swernoff, who is the communications and digital organizer for New York Renews, a sort of broad-based environmental justice community labor coalition, works on a lot of climate issues. Climate was definitely one of the things missing from the end of the session this year, but particularly a lot of people had hope that was called the CCIA, sort of a polluter penalty for carbon, would be enacted. So Ariel, maybe we could start off, you know, why was the CCIA important and why wasn't it enacted this year?
Sure thing. Thanks for asking. So 2 years ago in 2019, the New York State Legislature passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which was a modified version of a bill that the New York Renews Coalition had been pushing called the Climate and Community Protection Act. The CLCPA, New York's climate law, sets out mandates that New York State has to meet in terms of reducing our reliance on fossil fuels, investing in renewable infrastructure, and investing in frontline communities, communities of color, and working class poor communities that are hit worst and first by pollution and the climate crisis. So we passed those mandates 2 years ago, but we need to fund them. And that's what the CCIA does, the Climate and Community Investment Act. It puts a penalty on corporate polluters, on the toxic emissions that they're putting into our air, and uses that money to meet our climate goals, to invest in creating good green jobs, to invest in communities hit hardest by the climate crisis, in public transportation, in building efficiency, in fossil workers who will be impacted by this transition. So it's a really critical piece of legislation. We got close this year, but ultimately lawmakers failed to bring it to the floor for a vote.
Another key issue was the New York Medical Aid in Dying Act. We're talking with Corinne Carey, who is the senior campaign director for Compassion and Choices in New York. And unfortunately, one of the bills that failed to pass at the end of the legislative session was the New York Medical Aid in Dying Act. Corinne, can you tell us quickly why that bill was important and why did it not pass this year?
Sure, Mark. Thank you so much. So as many of our listeners may know, New York's Medical Aid in Dying Act would have given terminally ill adults with less than 6 months or to live, would have given them the ability to say to their doctors, look, if you can't cure me and you can't relieve my suffering, please allow me to get a prescription for medication that I can take at a time of my choosing to bring about a peaceful death. And the reason that this bill is so important is that there are some people for whom even the best hospice and palliative care do not relieve their suffering. You know, there are certain types of cancers, certain types of neurodegenerative diseases where you're on pain medication for a very long time and it stops working. Where your suffering for so many other reasons is so great that you want to be able to have some autonomy over what your last few days look like. Gather your family, say goodbye, and drift peacefully off to sleep and have a peaceful death. That's why this bill is so important. And every single year that the legislature fails to pick up this bill and pass it, more people suffer.
The legislature now goes home for the rest of the year, though there is some possibility that the assembly may have to come back to deal with the impeachment process it has started with respect to Governor Cuomo. Hudson Mohawk Magazine will run the full interviews with Compassion and Choice and New York Renews next week. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.